Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But Naftali takes a look at the speech that took place just now. You just heard part of it from the White House with President Trump and President Abbas. Now let's let Naftali, all the way from Israel, tell us exactly the truth about what's going on. Let's take a look.
Our grandchildren on a culture of peace, and we are...
Oh my gosh! I can't believe he just said that. On Wednesday, Abbas met with President Trump to discuss the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and how to solve it. Now, during the meeting, Abbas made some false statements that I must uncover. So, when this video ends, please share it forward because people really need to hear the truth.
Mr. President, it's about time for Israel to end its occupation.
Mr. President Abbas, it's about time you end incitement. It's unthinkable that you are aware of the lone wolf Palestinian terrorism, yet you do nothing to end this. And by the way, occupation is happening, but not by Israelis. Tell me please, why a city like Samaria, that used to be the capital of Israel's kingdom, is now occupied by Palestinians, and Jews are not allowed to go there without military escort?
We also want for Israel to recognize the Palestinian state, just as the Palestinian people recognize the state of Israel.
Let me tell you something that has happened to me personally in Jerusalem. So, 2 weeks ago when I filmed the video about the terror attacks, I encountered Palestinians at Damascus Gate, so I greeted them by saying, "Hello, good morning." Now, one of the young guys there replied to me back by saying,
"Welcome to Palestine."
How in the world is that recognizing the state of Israel?
Mr. President, I affirm to you that we are raising our youth, our children, our grandchildren on a culture of peace.
How can Abbas say that knowing that after almost every terror attack on Israelis, many Palestinians go outside, light fireworks, hand out candies, and celebrate our death? Abbas knows that in their schools, they encourage children to hate Israel, and the kids are not even ashamed to say that on camera. How can Abbas literally lie to the world about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and present his people as the weak and miserable ones? The only people in Israel that can't go anywhere in Israel are Israelis. How absurd is that? Israelis cannot travel to any place they want in Israel.
This is so important. We're so appreciative of Naftali. We want you to support him and share his videos. We'll make it available to you on VFNTV.com. But it's just amazing how they look into the cameras and they openly say up when it's down. They openly say right when it's left. They openly say yes when it's no. I mean, they are promoting continually stab, 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 stab. And Israel's not a huge nation. You're looking at 75 miles maybe at its widest point, and you're having this adversarial mindset of President Abbas and the things he's promoting, the Palestinian people. And how many people that are openly supporting the Palestinian people, not understanding what they're doing and what's going on? And some of the reports are that American funding, taxpayer dollars, are going to President Abbas and the Palestinian people for food and other things, but they're using it for this taking place. It's just tragic. And, you know, Naftali used to be a soldier in the Israeli Defense Force, and what these soldiers, these young soldiers are doing, they're walking into an environment like that. As a matter of fact, this is a video from the internet, the Israeli Defense Force, where they're going to through a house, and a children's bed, a Dora the Explorer bed, has a Uzi machine gun in it. These are the environments these young soldiers are going through. Take a look at this. We want to keep Israel in our prayers and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. These are exciting days because it is the 50-year anniversary of the unification of Jerusalem coming back to Israel. It's like the 69th year of Israel becoming a nation, which means we're walking into the 70th year. President Trump's going to Israel, and we believe And I think it was even confirmed by the president of Turkey, whether he knew it or not, that we're going to make a statement there that says we're going to move our U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. It's already in our laws. It already says we're supposed to do that. They've been putting it off for quite a while. And I really believe, and what I'm seeing with our president, President Trump, he's just saying whatever laws on the books, let's live by those laws. Let's live by those border laws. Let's live by supporting Israel. Let's live by supporting the citizens of America. And it's amazing. One of those laws is that you will move, that we will put the embassy of America in the capital of Israel, which is Jerusalem.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.